Welcome back to Intertwined Minds, a podcast that would love you even if you were horribly mangled.
But would we?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Most people I would love even if they were horribly mangled.
Even me?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I already have, like, tons of plans if you ever get horribly mangled. I've already told you this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get to, like, do all kinds of fun stuff with you.
The one where you just take my willy out and push me in my wheelchair.
Yeah. But then I just leave you in the middle of somewhere.
Yeah, to get fucking tickets and be put on a list.
I don't think they're going to put you on a list. You're horribly mangled. I told
arms
you guys.
Arms crinkled up. Sir, put your dick away. Okay.
I'd get you a voice box. Like, I'd cut your tongue so you couldn't speak.
Lovely.
And I'd get you a
horribly mangled me mer.
Yeah, and then I'd get you a voice box, like the one that you type on.
Yeah.
But you don't know that I've rigged it up to say, I love having my dick out in public. That's all it says. So no matter what you furiously try to type, that's all it comes out with. I love public voyeurism. My dick is always out. My dick's for the people. I told you guys to come on back last week, I told you guys to come on back to hear about the time the captain hunted down the 100 people we surveyed on the Family Feud panel and gutted them like a fish. Well, you know what? He couldn't really find everyone we surveyed because, I mean, it's a pretty private survey. So he just gutted 100 people like a fish. They could have been scholars. They could have been assholes. But we'll never know either way.
Look at where we live. They were definitely assholes.
Yikes. There's nice people.
Where?
I've met a couple.
Out of this whole population? Good Jesus. Don't make me throw rocks. See if I can hit one.
You could hit a nice person if you tried.
Right here.
There's nicer people than me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Not in my books.
Well, your books are a little skewed. Anything fun happened this week? Anything cool? Anything super sweet that you want to talk about or no? No, never done.
No. I live off the hopes and dreams of everyone else.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Unless you're like a fun sucker.
Well, I guess.
That's no fun. As you guys may or may not know if you listened to last week's episode or if you didn't, I have been super busy. And I didn't... The episode I wanted to do this week... You know Shark Tank, Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
So I was watching some clips of Shark Tank... Shark Tank, right? No, it's Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den, Shark Tank?
And Shark Tank. I think the only difference is, like, one airs in the U.S. and one airs in, like, the U.K. or...
I think so.
I think we get Dragon's Den. I don't think we get Shark Tank here.
Well, what do the states get?
Shark Tank, I think.
Do the states get Shark Tank?
I believe so. And I believe the U.K. and I think we get Dragon's Den.
We get Dragon's Den, they get Shark Tank, and what do the U.K. get? The U.K. gets...
Dragon's Den. Pretty sure.
Okay, so the fucking states had to be the only ones that fucking...
Well, it could be somewhere else, too. I don't know. But anyway, we used to have to watch episodes of it for...
school?
For school, yeah, which is crazy to think about and crazy to say. But we used to literally, like, they used to sit us down... What would they call that class? Enterprise?
Yeah.
Something like that. And they used to literally sit us down, make us watch episodes of Dragon's Den or Shark Tank.
I think that's just because our teacher was a lazy piece of shit and we didn't want to do anything else.
And then they used to hand out worksheets that had fuck all to do with the episode.
Yeah.
So, we watched a shit ton of it, and I've been watching some clips. You know Cold Ones?
Yeah.
Max Mofo and Chad?
Yeah.
So they were testing out failed...
Oh, failed Shark Tank thing.
Did you see that episode?
Yeah!
Okay, so I was watching that, and then I got to watching some Shark Tank clips. So I'm going to try to get that episode done where we... You remember the Kickstarter that we did?
Yes.
I kind of want to do the same thing with Shark Tank Dragon's Den, where I will, like, write down episodes.
Pick a bunch of stuff and then actually...
And I'll tell you what they asked for and then what you try to see what they actually got after I tell you what the product was and how their shit went.
Yeah.
But that would have just taken me a while, and I don't really have the time for that currently. So, what I've done is a similar, I guess, idea, where I went on Google... and I decided to type in 30 dumb products, like 30 is a list of dumb products, like useless stuff that was chosen by some person who published the website, and they've deemed these products dumb or useless.
You know what? There's probably a lot more than 30, though.
Oh, yeah. This was just one that I picked. I just picked one website that had 30 things on it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Now, to me, going through it, I was going to just talk about the dumb products. But going through it, I thought, geez, some of these I don't think are technically useless or dumb. So what I want to do is I want to go through the list and we'll talk about them. And we will both make a decision if we think they are dumb or useless. Or if they actually do serve some purpose and if you would actually buy them and what you would buy them for. I don't really have the prices because they didn't really have that. I can guess, I guess. But like, we'll see what we would actually pay for it and if we would get it.
Okay, okay, sounds good.
The first one on the list to me blew my... This was the first one is what really threw me off. I was like, really? This is on there? And I guess I understand it, but this was huge, okay? First one, Tamagotchi.
What do you mean?
They called... That was the number one thing on there, the useless products, Tamagotchi.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's a little pocket pet that you got to look after, you clean up after their poop. They got to go visit other people's pets.
Do you know what I didn't know?
What?
Apparently, the Digivice and, like, so Digimon was a like the show.
Yeah.
They made the cards and stuff to try to compete with...
Pokemon.
Right, but they didn't start with that. They started with the Digivice.
Yeah.
And that was marketed and meant to be the, quote-unquote, boys' version of the Tamagotchi.
But I had a Tamagotchi.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah, but... In my school, when the when Tamagotchi was, I think it was, they must have been very new at the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of the girls in my class actually used to bring Tamagotchis to school and get so hyper-fixated them, they would ignore their friends, and they got in trouble, and Tamagotchis got banned from school.
So it's not a useless device?
Dude, they were so popular. I thought this was crazy. Now, I understand it, I guess, to a point where it's like, yeah, it's just a little thing that you push a button and feed something and make sure it doesn't die. But I didn't think it was useless. Like, kids had so much fun with them.
Yeah.
And they spent, like, I know people that spent years keeping the damn Tamagotchi alive.
Yeah, mine used to be able to fly and everything. It was cool as shit.
I didn't get a Tamagotchi. I did have a Digivice. I had a couple of them. I think we talked about this last week, but... Yeah. Apparently Digivice was made to be the boys' version of the Tamagotchi, which I didn't know. And did you think the Tamagotchi was useless? I thought that was like, first off, it kept kids quiet.
Yeah.
Second off, they weren't that expensive, I don't believe.
They were max $20.
Now, I don't think you can get a Tamagotchi. Like, they've made a repop of them, right? Like, there's newer ones that you could probably get for decently cheap. But if you were to try to get an original Tamagotchi now, guaranteed through the roof.
Probably.
But back when they came out, they were like $20-$30, weren't they?
Yeah, not even 30. I think it was like 20.
So it wasn't that expensive.
No.
And they kept kids quiet, and it
for a long time, especially if a kid, like, if a family couldn't... If a kid wanted a Game Boy or something like that, and the parents couldn't afford a Game Boy, a Tamagotchi, you fucking got them that. That kept them quiet for hours.
Yeah, and I know kids that they got a Tamagotchi, and their parents said if they could keep taking care of it, they could get a real pet.
Yeah.
So, like, it did teach kids, like, some responsibility. Like, you had to make sure that you fed it and make sure that you cleaned up after it. You know, you had to do all the regular pet shit. I didn't think it was useless, do you?
No, I don't think.
I don't think so either. So we're going to go with Tamagotchi. Not useless.
Not useless. And I definitely would buy one now.
Would you really now?
Yeah.
I don't think I would now. I already have an ass wipe that I got to clean up after and take care of, and he drives me fucking bonkers.
Yeah, but this one shows you love and affection.
That one tries, but he just fails. Sucks. Fucking snots up my pants, shits on the floor and stuff. All kinds of nonsense. Gets in the garbage, snack bags. He ate a whole fucking pack of goddamn Jam Jams a couple weeks ago. If you guys don't know what Jam Jams are, they're cookies. They're really good, and I can eat them with my stomach problems. I can't eat too many at a time, but I can have like one or two. And he ate the whole pack and ginger snaps. Fucking monster.
I remember that.
What would you pay for a Tamagotchi now, I guess?
Like,
not the repop one, the original one. What would you actually, like, if you saw them on eBay, what's the price that you'd be like, let's say money, like, you don't have to worry about, like, you know.
I'd say I'd pay no more than, like, $40.
You'd pay 40?
Yeah.
So you're going to go 40. I never had one, so I don't really know the joy. Was it like a Digi, like, if you had to, was it the same as a Digivice, it just wasn't a Digimon? I'd rather have a Digivice still.
I would rather have a Digivice again. But Tamagotchi, like, dude, that thing was cool.
I'd probably go 20. I think that's my limit for a Tamagotchi.
And, like, the nice thing about it with the Digivice, like, you had to walk and shit like that.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, which was really cool.
Did you shake it?
Of course I did.
I used to tape mine to the washer. Da, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I would, like, with the Tamagotchi, like, you only had to wait, like, a minute or two, and it was like, dee-dee-dee-dee, and I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, I never had one, so I can't really weigh in on that, but I don't think it was useless. I think a lot of people got a lot of joy out of them. All right, second one. It's a hands-on grooming gloves. So it's like a pet brush, but it's like a glove.
That was used more for more than grooming pets, I'd say.
I don't know where you're going. I know.
You've seen that song by Burt Baker. I wear a glove.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is like got bristles on it.
You don't think there'd be some sicko out there willing to put their willy in it?
But it's just like... It's like a regular glove with like hairbrush bristles, like dog brush bristles on it.
Yeah, it was probably used for more than just dogs.
Who? What monster? Anyway, see, here's the thing with this. I think this is useless. Because the regular brush have always worked better. Because it was easier to get the hair out of.
Yeah.
Second, I had a hand, like one that you slip over your hand and it was silicone for brushing the dog.
Yeah.
Shit. Yes, it took hair off, but fucking getting the hair out of it was the worst time. And you could just use a regular brush. It's like, well, you could do it hands-free now. You still gotta use your hand, you bitch.
That's true.
You still gotta, like, you just brush, like, it's like petting the dog, but what's the difference of holding the brush, really? Unless you got terrible carpal tunnel or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that just seems useless to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy that.
Yeah, no, there's not a shot I'm buying a glove.
No.
Like, I'm not brushing my dog as Michael Jackson. All right. This one I feel like we're going to have different views on. I feel like we're definitely have different views on this one. So I don't know if you remember seeing this. It was the 3-in-1 family-sized breakfast station. So it came with a coffee, like, it's like a big brick. Like, picture like a really big toaster oven.
Yep.
The side had a coffee maker.
Yep.
The top was a griddle. And the bottom was a toaster oven.
Okay.
So you could put toast in the toaster oven, or like hash browns or whatever. You could griddle up eggs and bacon on the top and make coffee all in one. To me, it wasn't marketed as like take it camping. It was marketed to put on your counter.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that
which,
thing.
Most people already have a coffee maker, a toaster, and a fucking stove.
Yep.
Okay?
Generally.
Most people have that. It's not like luxuries really there. You mean, we coffee have, maker you can get hey, 10 bucks.
We have been in situations where we could have used that.
We had a hot plate. We used we made coffee and everything on it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? That was 20 bucks. This thing was like 200 or more.
Oh!
And it had a coffee maker, a griddle, and a fucking toaster oven. The only reason I could see getting this, if you were like somebody that really liked a gadget, and then you like use it once and fucking put it, you can't. It was so big that there's no way you're leaving it on a counter. Like you have a coffee maker, you have a toaster, you have a stove. That's there anyway. You need that. The coffee maker and the toaster, you just leave on the counter. This thing, you can't. And if you were to take this camping, a lot of places you go camping, you don't have electricity.
No, you got a fire and a coat hanger. So you make do.
So I thought this was like, I figured you would think this was like a cool gadget. I figured this would be something you definitely bought.
No.
Like you seen it on sale, you'd be like, oh, daddy's getting a gadget.
No, I would never buy that shit.
I feel like you would.
No, I seriously.
And you would have been like bragging about it to people. You'd be like, yeah, what's that? You have to walk around your kitchen while you're making coffee, griddling up bacon and cooking toast? Ah, not me. All right here, baby. Look at that. I feel like that's such an opportunity to burn yourself 3 different times. To me, that's useless.
I would not buy that.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
Well, I thought we were going to have different views on that.
If they were giving it away, I'd probably take one.
Yeah, but of course you would. You'd fucking take everything that's fucking...
free.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that...
Plus the hassle. Like, okay, a frying pan, it's easy to clean a frying pan. Coffee pot, you don't really clean a coffee pot. Fucking a toaster, you don't really clean a toaster. I feel like that thing, you would have to dismantle it and fucking clean the bejesus out of it before you put it away.
You can't dismantle it, I don't believe. Now, maybe the griddle comes off. I would hope it did. But I can't, I don't know, be honest. There's no way. What would you pay for that if you were going to buy it? I wouldn't take it if they were giving it away. Because I'd be like, now I just have something else. I got to lug around.
Yeah, but then you could always resell it.
To who?
Someone else.
Jags?
Yeah. Even Jags need to get their rocks off. What better way would a griddle coffee...
Toaster. Oven. Make bagel bites and coffee all in the same go? Like,
you that's... know what? I never seen the fucking point of Easy Bake Ovens. They were shit.
You fucking whore. What do you mean? I had the Queasy Bake.
Of course you did.
What do you mean? That was the boy version. That's the one I got as a gift. I had the blender and the fucking oven.
I'm just saying, I don't...
gross versions. The cookies were pretty good for a fucking light bulb.
I don't see the point of it.
So kids can cook in an oven without getting in trouble. I used to have the blender. I used to make these sludge drinks. And I used to make the queasy cookies and shit. They were like these gross slime-colored green cookies. But you gotta say, did you ever eat a cookie that came out of an Easy Bake?
Yes.
For a light bulb. Pretty fucking good cookies.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But the only thing I thought was useless about the Easy Bake is that the refills were hard to find.
Yeah.
Like, once you used all the shit that came with it, it was like, well, fuck, what do I do now?
Like, now I was gonna say, your mom never bought you the refills.
No. No.
She got me the Queasy Bake, but she never got me the refills.
I don't even know if she bought me the Queasy Bake, to be honest. I think someone else did.
And then she was like, fuck.
He's going to want those. I'm not getting them. It's a fucking mess. Yeah, because I used to put the blender out for her to do in the dishes. And then I was like, don't dunk it in water. It's electrical. And then I think it got thrown away.
I think it got thrown away
because I left. Like, I poured out the shake and left all the shit in there and left it on the floor of my room. And it grew mold and shit, and they threw it away. Could have washed it. Whatever. The next one. This one I thought was wild to be on this list.
Okay.
Because this one, I would use. I would buy now. Like, I don't see why this is useless. It was the beard catcher. So it's that bib, it's like a bib or like an apron that you wear.
Yeah.
That has the two suction cups that go to the mirror. When you shave, it catches all the hair clippings.
So why don't you make one of those? Do you realize how easy it would be to make one?
Yeah, but I don't want to make one. I want to have a branded one. I don't want to have a shitty fucking apron with crappy suction cups on the end. And I'm in there whipping it to the mirror, and everyone thinks I'm fucking not cool.
I'm just saying, if people walked in,
do you think that's useless?
I don't think it's useless.
Like, that saves you. That saves you buying so much liquid plumber.
Yeah, it would.
I think. Because how many people are scraping up? How many people shave their beard, do you think, and actually scrape the fucking hair out of the sink and put it in the garbage? They just fucking rinse it all down the drain.
I'm a rinser.
I know you are. You would be. So I feel like this saves so much liquid plumber money. Or if you have to go call a real plumber because you really clog it up. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's not useless at all. And I would buy this. I would probably spend $15-$20 on it.
Yeah, okay.
You?
I don't shave as often, so I'm just going to go with the freebie and just straight down the drain.
Yeah, but that's not free. You got to buy a liquid plumber. I had to tell you which brand to buy last time because you had it all clogged to fuck.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I had to pour some down your fucking shower hole, too.
That's not me.
From what I heard about your D&B one blade, I don't know.
No. I'm a gentleman when it comes to that thing.
Yeah, okay, gentlemen, write fucking Sharpie D&B on it.
Hey, listen.
For the world to see.
So people don't fuck it up.
Who's coming in using your razor?
Clearly you, if you're wondering which one is which. But now you know.
I would never go in and just use your razor.
Why not?
Because I'm not a monster. Plus, I know you fucking shave your sack with it.
Only with the one marked D&B.
What if you made a mistake? You're really tired. You don't read so good.
What? It's black Sharpie.
You don't read so good, though.
I can read a D and a B. I know letters.
But I don't think that's a useless product.
No, I don't either. But just to go back to the fact, when I say I'm a gentleman about my friggin' D and B shaving, you know how I do it?
Do I wanna?
I think, because you'd be like, wow, nice.
Why would it not surprise me if you front straddled the toilet? You don't.
No. I stand over it.
thought you were like sitting. I pictured you like sitting the front way on the toilet, like. When I shave my arms and stuff, I do it in the shower, and then I scrape up all the. I just told people I shave my arms.
Right? You can cut that.
No, I'm not cutting it. It's your fault. You're a body shamer. And I actually have a drain thing. Like a
drain catch?
Yeah, it's like a strainer. It looks like a strainer sort of thing, so water gets through, but not hair and stuff. Mm. And I use that. Next one. Pizza scissors. What useless.
The fuck. They make knives.
Yeah, or pizza cutters. Or
pizza cutter. You get
at the dollar store.
Yeah.
If it breaks, spend the $1.25. Get a new one.
Yeah.
Pizza scissors is, like, they're like, well, it has the little triangle on the bottom, so that way, you know, like, sometimes you use a pizza cutter and it doesn't cut all the way through in certain places, then you rip and all the toppings come off and, like, all this other, what people have to say about a pizza cutter. I feel like if you use a pizza cutter properly, you don't stop wheeling until it's cut.
Yeah.
I got guff from my stepdad because he looked at the pizza pan and it's all fucking like deep cuts in it. He's like, how fucking hard are you pushing? He's like, it's pizza. It's not a fucking steel board. You're cutting through the pan. Like, well, I don't want the toppings to come off.
You never complained about how the pizza was divvied up, have you?
You get home to a cook hot meal. Fuck you. Yeah, would you buy the pizza scissors?
No, absolutely
I wouldn't
not.
Buy the pizza scissors if people were giving them it.
No, because one, I would just think they're regular scissors. I'd be like, oh yeah.
No, they have a wedge on the bottom that like you can hold, like, you can serve the pizza with them, supposedly.
It's like a spade with a fucking scissor on top?
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I keeping that? I would
Same
have to...
place you keep your foot grater, right in the fucking cupboard.
Wow.
Sorry. I had to tell people I shaved my arms.
Fair enough.
And that's on you.
So what was this one?
Next one. This one to me is one of the more useless ones on here. The banana slicer. It's the one that's shaped like a banana, and you like take the banana out of the peel, and you take the slicer and push down over it so it cuts the banana in like cubes or like little sections. It's a fucking banana. You could cut it with a butter knife.
Yeah.
Or you could just eat it like a normal person. I get it for kids. You want to cut it up, but literally just take a knife and go bump, 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 bump. It's done. I don't need to wash a fucking extra slicer.
No, you really don't.
And you gotta like get, you gotta get in there good and like wash off the blades or it's gonna get stuck. Like that's just so dumb to me. Knife, da 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 da. Wet fucking cloth or paper towel. Wipe the knife. Put it back in the block. See you later.
Yep.
Done. Banana slicer that I'm paying $10-$15 for. Fuck that nonsense. That's dumb.
That's like I've never understood a couple things here. Like with the fruit. Like slicers and stuff, like the strawberry top take.
That knife. I think is more useful than the banana one.
Yeah, I agree, but still, a lot of people with a knife.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people they take out the whole core. That thing you're talking about, it takes out the entire core. So that way, like, because you know, the inner middle of the strawberry is more like hard than the outer stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like the inside piece, so that thing you're talking about goes in and it takes out the whole core. So it's more useful than a banana slicer. I'm not saying I would use it. You know what I do when I take out the core? Because for my sister, sometimes I'll take out the core of either a banana or I'll take out the core of the strawberries and I'll fill it with Nutella.
Yeah.
I just use a straw. If you take a straw and you put it at the bottom of the strawberry and you push it up to the back, it takes the leaves and the core all in one go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's useful. Now, does the slicer, the grabber piece work better? Yes, but not that much better for me to go out and pay money for it. But the banana slicer to me is so dumb. This one here, we can't really give a lot of insight on. It's the spinning makeup brush cleaner. So I think you put your makeup brush in this little, like, device, and then you put it into a little pot of water, that it comes with. You fill it with water, and you turn it on, and it spins the makeup brush, so it cleans it in water, so you don't got to clean the fuck out of it.
I mean...
I could see that being useful if it works good.
Yeah, I could see it.
Like, because I know a lot of people have a lot of makeup brushes, like, all for different types of makeup, different types of like contouring and different types of all kinds of shit. So I could see like wanting to like move on to the next thing, just throw that brush in that little device and it cleans it as you're going. If it does a good job, I think useful. I obviously wouldn't buy it. I don't use makeup, but I think it could be useful.
I think it could be useful.
If it works. If not, then fuck it. So we're going to say that one's decently useful. This one here didn't make a lot of sense to me. I guess Okay, it's a laser pointer chase toy. So it's basically a thing that you set up for your pets on the ground, and it has a laser that spins around and like it shines a laser up, down, left, right. Like it.
I feel like that's a good way to wreck a living room.
See, the thing to me is like, I feel like the laser pointer thing with the pets is more a fun thing for humans than it. Like, you're just pissing the animal off.
Not like, my dog. My dog loves it.
Yeah, but he doesn't. You think he loves it. You think he loves chasing it. I think he just wants to fuck it up, and he can't catch it. It's going to fucking drive him bonkers. You know what I mean? Like, that's more fun for you.
No, he hears a jingle in your pocket, and he'll come up.
He also bites Nerf guns.
Yeah. That's...
And cap guns, and anything that looks like a gun. So, he's not the smartest fucking...
He's tool. Trained, okay?
Trained to do what? Be fucking dumb?
Yeah.
It's good training. You've nailed it. But, yeah, I just... Like, if your cat really likes it, and that's, like, one way you want to stimulate them while you're gone, I guess. Sure, but like you said, that's a good way to fuck up. Like, if that aims up on something that you don't want the cat on, the cat jumps up there and wrecks fucking grandma's urn. Boing! You get home, the fucking living room's demolished.
Like I said, that's a good way to ruin a living room.
And the dog, your dog, if you got him this, you'd come home and the fucking laser pointer toy would be fucking ruined.
Yeah.
It would be smashed to bits. He'd go right to the source.
He really would.
He'd be like, fuck that laser. I know where it's coming from. So what are you thinking on this one?
Useless.
I think very specific situation, but very specific pets, maybe. But other than that, I just don't see it.
Nope.
Oh, this one was called the Chillo.
The Chillo?
Yes. So, you know, like, when you get in bed and you're laying on your pillow and then you flip it to the cool side?
Yep.
This was a really thin gel, like a mat.
Insert?
Yeah, it's like a mat that you would put in on top of the pillow.
So, like...
In the case on top of the pillow.
So you would, like, freeze it and then put it in at night?
I would assume that, yeah, you would cool it down and then put it in there. And then that side of the pillow is always the cool side.
Cool.
I could see that being useful for me because I hate heat. Yeah. And I'm constantly flipping the pillow.
I would not use that at all.
Yeah, but you're shit. I know what you're saying. Rough. I know. But still.
I would not use that.
I would.
I know you would. I'm going to say it's a useful thing. Just not for me.
Yeah, I'm saying I would probably pay like...
You probably pay a good $50.
No, not 50. I'm not fucking nuts. I can't even bring myself to pay 40 for a good pillow. So I would say 30, maybe, to turn. To me, that would turn like a $10 pillow into like a fucking $50 pillow. Just because now it's cool. I don't give a fuck how comfortable it is. If it's cool, I'm good.
Really? So
I'd probably pay $30 for it.
What happens if the gel pops?
It's not like a... It's like a, like, you know, tattoo fake skin?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Oh.
It's not, like, filled with gel. It's made of gel. It's like a...
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Like a rubber mat.
Yeah, sort of. This one was a big one. A lot of people hate this product. A lot of people use this product.
Is it the Bump It?
No, it's the selfie stick.
I fucking hate that thing.
Okay, but useless? I don't know.
Probably not useless, but...
Because you want to get a group photo. Nowadays, with cell phones like that have wide angle, like this has a wide angle. Most new cell phones have wide angle. So you turn that on, you flip it around, you can probably get everyone in. But back in the day when you had like the front-facing camera was kind of shitty, you get on the selfie stick, you could get a group of like fucking, you know, 10 people in there. Pretty good.
You could. I think now, more or less, this day and age is kind of useless.
But back when it came out and it was big, I think if you were with a group of people or like your family and shit, and you wanted to get a good selfie of everybody, I think it was useful. I wouldn't have bought it. I never did buy one. But I think useful, I think.
I never bought one.
No, I didn't either. I didn't want to look like a freaking ass wipe sending my phone into space. on a telephoto fucking stick. But I could see it being...
I could see it being useful for certain people, I guess. Or certain... I don't know.
Think about how many people use selfie sticks.
Quite a few people did.
They thought it was pretty handy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This one I know you're not going to like. I can see the use in this. I know you're not going to like it.
Okay.
So it is... Picture a dog leash.
Yep.
Okay. And then it goes down to an umbrella. The umbrella covers the dog, and then under the umbrella is another shorter leash that would go to the dog's collar. So basically, it's like you're walking the dog, but you got an umbrella over them so they don't get wet in the rain.
I see. So you got a puss for a dog.
It's not for the dog.
Dude, if you get a dog, expect a bit of mess. That's like, I don't understand. I've seen fucking dogs around here walking with booties and fucking rain jackets.
I get that.
What do you mean?
I understand this product, and I don't think it's useless.
I think it because is.
Because I know how bad... My dog stinks anyway. He's got some oil in his fur. I don't know what the fuck he's got going on. He stinks. He gets out of the shower. Like, I'll bathe him with good shampoo. Like, I put conditioner on that fucko. Like proper dog stuff. I've got it all. He gets out of the shower. He smells good. 10 minutes later, when he dries off, he smells like shit. He gets wet. When he's wet, you can't even fucking be near him. He smells so bad when he's wet. So, so bad.
My dog don't.
Good for you. Mine does. So if at all possible, if I don't have to get him wet, I don't. Like, he loves swimming too, so when I take him, like in the summers, if I can, I'll get him to the lake and get him swimming. He swam in the bay once.
My dog did too.
My mother and them took him to the beach and let him swim in the bay. Oh my fuck.
Yep. Mine did too. My exact words was, let him off the leash, that's a sin. No. Let him off the leash, that's a sin. No. Let him off the... Like, it was a good 10-15 minute argument. I looked at him, I was like, if I let this fucking leash go, you're cleaning him. Well, okay. As soon as I unclipped, right out. I was like, yep. Fucking told you.
Hey, it's so bad. So, to me, I'm not saying I would buy this. I'm not saying that I would bother buying it, but I don't think it's useless. If you don't want to deal with wet dog and have to get home and fucking bathe them and spend... Some dogs, like putting them in the bath is such a hassle. Or like taking them to somewhere where they're going to put them in the bath. You got to pay $100 these days to take them and get them cleaned. Like, I can see the point of wanting to keep them dry. So I get it.
Speaking of which, I got to take old Trigger to get a bath. So
you can't just bathe him?
In what?
You can bathe him in there.
In the shower?
Yeah.
I want to have a shower.
Yeah, so put a great thing down.
No. I mean, I want the shower to be left.
You don't think... Wait, he's just not good in there?
No.
You can't get him to sit and just bathe him?
Probably not.
I think you could. He listens pretty good.
Yeah, when you yell at him.
No. You can get him to sit, I guarantee it. You obviously think this is useless. You think it's dumb. You don't like the raincoats. You don't like the fucking underbelly coat where they don't get all full of mud and shit. I see the point there. I get it. I don't like... He hates the fucking bath. He does not like it. He sits in there and shivers. He's upset. He doesn't like it. He fucking stinks normally. He really stinks when he's wet. To me, saving me the... When I give my dog a bath, it's a 2-hour process. I have to get fully undressed. I get down in my underwear. I wear shitty underwear. Like, I got pairs of underwear that got holes in them that I keep specifically for this task. I get down in my fucking underwear. I got to get him in the tub. I have to... He hates sit it in there. In the tub with him. I have to lift him in. Then I'm 6'5". I've got to bend over for fucking half an hour while I scrub and wash every little cranny of him because he's dirty or stinky or whatever. I gotta fucking scrub him. Then I gotta try to get him to stay in there, which is a task. Then I gotta get him out without fucking covering the house in fur, water, and fucking everything else. Get him onto the front bridge while I'm in my fucking underwear because I gotta like escort him right out there. Then I gotta spend fucking 20 minutes
drying
him, scrubbing him with towels.
How the fuck? Your dog don't have that much hair.
He does though. It's just really tight to his skin. He sheds a lot. Every 2 days around his kennel, like where he stays when we go out, I have to get the fucking vacuum and go along the sides. He sheds so much. He just, it's really, like, when you come over and you pet him in the kitchen, you see the floor.
Yeah.
It's covered. He sheds a shit ton.
But I figured water wouldn't, like, stick.
It does.
There's nowhere for it to fucking
Yeah, it gets in under his fur. And he fucking stays wet forever. It sucks. It's a fucking 2-hour process to get this dog fucking bathed and cleaned and dried. So, if I can spend fucking $50, take him out in the rain, keep him dry, I'll do it every day of the week. I don't give a fuck how dumb he looks. He already is dumb. He doesn't, there's nothing we can do.
I guess.
I see the point here. Yeah, I don't know why you take such a hard stance against the fucking dog raincoats and everything. I understand it big time.
They're dogs!
Yes! We're people. We take umbrellas when we go out.
Who?
Normal folks.
I don't.
You're a fucking monster.
You take an umbrella everywhere you go?
Not everywhere I go, and I don't usually use umbrellas, but if I have product in my hair and I don't want it running into my face, yeah, I will use an umbrella, or I fucking, you know, I'll hurry when I go out, I'll fucking go right to the car or somewhere. If it's raining and I have to go to the bus stop to pick up my sister, I just get in the car and drive over there and wait in the car. Fuck standing in the rain. Why am I standing in the rain? Fuck it.
Point proven. So umbrellas, useless.
They're not useless.
Dog umbrellas, even more useless.
My sister, I get compliments from the bus driver, every bus driver she's ever had, because if it's raining, even a bit, I'll take her umbrella and I give it to her before she gets off the bus so she doesn't have to get wet.
Oh,
because I'm a sweet, sweet man. The next one to me is wackadoo. I didn't even know this existed. This is nuts to me. This, I'm okay with the dog umbrellas and shit. This one's nuts. It's called claw caps. So,
for cats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put caps? Who in the fuck? This looked like the cat had a fucking manicure.
Yep.
And you're telling me you're going to sit there and fucking hold the cat on and squeeze out his claws and cap off his claws?
Yeah, we've done it.
Why?
So that way they don't claw shit.
First off, they're going to just get those off. They're easy to get off. They're cats. They're smart.
Yeah, and then you just put them right back on.
That's such a fucking pain in the ass. Just fucking go get them declawed. Fuck it. If you're gonna spend money on claw caps and make the cat look like a fucking idiot and have manicured shit on your cat, and then he's gonna fucking kick off in 10 minutes, that you gotta fight to get on there. You gotta fight to get every fucking one of them on there. And he's gonna kick them off? I couldn't be pissed. I'd rather rip the fucking claws out of the cat than do that.
We've done it to our cat.
Why? You hate him.
No, because he was trying to tear up carpet at one point.
Leave him the fucking alone. He's a cat. Yeah, what happened to that fucking logic? It's a dog. It's a cat.
Yeah, but I got to pay for damaged carpet.
You got to pay for fucking carpet cleaning, too, when your stinky bitch goes rolling around all in it. Yogurt, popsicle, fucking stink, shit ball.
That came out of the deposit.
So does torn up carpet.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does. You just leave it. You don't get your damaged deposit back because you fucked the carpet. You don't get your damn deposit back when it's all fucked anyway. When it's all full of mud and shit and caked asshole. It's crap. It's useless. I wouldn't pay for it. What'd you pay for it?
For what?
For the claw caps.
Oh, they're only like $2.
Each thing?
For a pack, yeah. $2 to $5.
I'm marking it useless.
Nope. I've used them.
You hate good things.
So do you.
This one, I feel like this one might strike a chord with you. Child leashes.
I fucking know.
Useless? Would you say useless?
No.
I wouldn't say useless, but I would never put a child on a leash.
Yeah, I would not just either.
This is going to sound harsh for everybody that uses them. Just watch the kid.
Yep.
Just watch the kid, man. You don't got to leash him. You don't gotta leash your children. Please. Please. When I see it, my heart hurts.
Save the dignity.
What fucking movie was that?
My Life.
No. No, he had something on a... Here! And he fucking yanked the thing, and I think it was like a kid on it, wasn't it?
Probably.
And fucking yanked it, and the thing came back. Like, that, like, I can't. And they try to spice it up, make it look like a teddy bear and shit, like... Everyone knows you got your kid on a leash, fucky. I don't care if it looks like a teddy bear or not. Just fucking, just watch him. Just watch him. You don't gotta leash him. Nope. Like, I get it. You know, if you got four or five kids and you need to go to the store and one's real wily, I understand it, okay? Yeah, I get it. I get why someone would do it. I just can't. In my heart of hearts, you got me fucked up if you think I'm putting my kid or my sister on a leash. Like, I can't. I couldn't bring myself to do it. You? We know. Well, you got put on one.
I got put on one. I won't lie. We actually put my eldest on one for... It was only once or twice in certain situations.
I did not know this. You're a monster.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go wake her up and apologize to her.
Don't wake her up. But I think one was when we went, like, to a zoo.
Motherfucker, you leashed her at a zoo? That's the children's playground. They want to see all the stuff. You fucking animal.
No, sorry. No. It wasn't the zoo.
Even the animals at the zoo aren't on leashes.
No, sorry. It wasn't the zoo. I think we went to, like, a playground or something like that, but we were walking there, and she didn't want to, like, walk and hold our hands or anything.
So just let her walk. Walk next to her.
And it was right next to a really busy road.
Stay on the other side. Watch her. You only had one. Just fucking watch her. Don't put her on a leash, you animal.
It was only, like, once or twice.
She's not a goddamn Cocker Spaniel.
We got rid of it.
I hope you did, butt licker.
Now, I'm going to get one for the little one.
No! You're not.
She deserves
it. No, I'm taking her if you do that. I will take ownership. I don't know how I'll do it. I'll figure out the paperwork.
I'll figure out the paperwork.
Do not put her on a leash.
Label it as child abuse.
I'm calling somebody. This one I never understood. Okay, before I tell you what it is, if you were going to make a pan of brownies...
Yep.
What... Do you prefer the inside where it's like nice and soft and mushy, or you like the outer edge where it's crispy?
Who likes the outer edge?
Apparently, everyone fucking else. This is the brownie pan where it like you. It's in the middle of the pan. They got like lines like this, where it's like a zigzag pattern. So every single brownie is an edge piece.
What?
Apparently, everyone rathers the edge piece brownie. I like the inner gooey one.
Me too.
Fuck the edges where it's all crisp. Because when you cook brownies, the outer edge always cooks first, and it gets really crispy and hard on the outside.
Yeah, and no one likes
and
it.
I don't want that. I want the soft, gooey one in the middle. So I'll back in the day when I could eat brownies, and I made brownies, everyone else can fuck off. You can have the edges. I'm cutting right out of the middle the good square, and I'm eating that. Everyone else can eat an edge. Fuck off. I made them. I don't want those edges. That, to me, is so useless. Now, I guess if you like edge pieces, that's your favorite. This is useful, because every piece is an edge piece now.
But then you're a monster.
Yeah, but then I don't fucks with you. That's the best I can say. Not useless, but I don't fucks with you.
Then all those brownies are yours, because no one's going to eat them.
I don't want any of them. I can't eat them, but I don't want any anyway. That's the pan I need to get my household. So now when somebody makes brownies, I don't feel like I want one. The next one to me was a little bit wild. It's weighted blankets.
You know what? I had this conversation there the other day because I seen one.
Apparently, they work really well.
Heavy as fuck.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
No, like, I mean heavy as fuck.
Well, yeah, you can get them, like, in different weights. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
This thing was like 50 fucking pounds.
Yeah, that's the point of them.
Skip.
What?
You're not understand.
I am understanding.
That's like fucking someone sitting on your chest while you're sleeping. Who
that's what people want. That's the whole point.
Who? People who want to be... I can dig a ditch and fill it in.
It's people with anxiety and depression. That's who it supposedly helps a lot.
It would help me.
Supposedly. I've heard... And I know people that have them, and they swear by them. It's the only thing they use. It helps them a lot. It helps them sleep, and it helps them, like, be comforted. It feels like... It's just like a deep pressure, and apparently that really helps. So I know people that swear by them. I've never tried one.
I sleep on my side.
It's a blanket, cocksucker. Just sleep on your side. There's no difference. I can't bring myself to buy one because of the price of them, and I can't justify it. But I've never tried one, so maybe if I tried one, I could. I don't know. Because I don't sleep at all. So if this could help me sleep, then yeah, great. I know people personally that have them, and they swear by them.
You want to go halfsies on a blanket?
What are we going to cuddle? I'm going to drive over.
Hold on. Stop right fucking there. You don't want to cuddle with me?
What, do you want me to drive over every single night, cuddle, then get up at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning and drive anyway? I'm not getting any sleep anyway then, am I? You fucking dink.
But the amount you would be fantastic.
But if we were going to do that, if we're going to cuddle, then I'd just get you to lay on me.
Ooh.
I don't need the weighted blanket at that point. You can just fucking roll over on me.
Ouch.
Well, I'm just saying. If I'm getting a fucking 25-pound weighted blanket, then...
You think I weigh 25 pounds? You're a gentleman.
You know what I mean? So I can, I can't weigh too much on this one, but I've heard they're like really good. So I see the use in them. All right. Blow dryer stand.
I thought you were saying.
Blow job stand. No, blow dryer stand. It looks like a lamp. Like picture a lamp.
Yep.
Except at the end, there's no bulb. You put a hair dryer on it. I don't know if you're... I don't know if the point of it is for storage or if the point of it is for using it. Like, you lay it in the stand and just turn around. I think it's just for storing it. Which, by the way, it, like, unless it's a real fucking expensive air dryer or something, just lay it in the cupboard.
Yeah, that's what... Right under the sink. Wrap her up. Fucking fire her in.
But there, I know there's really expensive air dryers that most people, like, don't want to do that with, I guess. I don't know. I've never used a hair dryer.
I have.
You've used a hair dryer to actually dry your hair?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
When I had longer hair.
Never used one.
One, I'll tell you right now, it gets really fucking hot. Really
I always hold quick. The cool button.
I tried that afterwards and it was all right. But it gets fucking hot.
It's, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. So, I'm going to say this. What do you think? The blow dryer stand.
Useless? Blow dryer stand blows.
Okay, all right. A potty patch.
A what now?
It's like the piece of turf that you put in your house for your dogs to shit on.
Oh, my Jesus. Yes, exactly what you need to do. Train them to shit in the house.
Yeah, but only on the patch.
You fucking Goombas. Fire your fucking dog outside like a normal fucking person.
Yeah, okay. I could see this being useful if you were taking like a day trip.
Where are you setting this up at? In the fucking vehicle?
No, if you're taking
shit
a day trip.
Shit on the patch.
You're taking a day trip and leaving them home. And you don't have anybody to take them out. They could just piss and shit on the potty patch and then you clean it up when you get home.
Or you point at them and say, there better not be a fucking lick when I get home.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Watch your bladder. Or bring them to a kennel like a normal fucking person.
I don't do that.
What?
I've never put my dog in a kennel.
I did. I had to buy mine ice cream before I brought him there.
And I've never done it. I couldn't. I wouldn't have done that. But, yeah, I could see it having use in certain situations, like if you're taking a day trip and you know they're going to shit in the house and you don't have any other option, you can't take them with you. Like, I could see if you trained them to do it. And, like, when it's down in the house, they know they can use it. I could see it there, I guess. Other than that, yeah. I know a lot of people in, like, cities? I believe, like, yeah, like, California or, like, big cities that have apartments where...
Let them shit on the balcony. That's what I would do. And, yes, I know, it probably, the piss would probably pour down to the next balcony.
It would stink.
That's the other person's issue.
It would stink, though. The piss ammonia out there would stink.
You fucking spray it down.
Yeah, your garden hose in your apartment that you have.
I used to spray paint on the balcony.
You're a fucking animal, though.
The wall was orange when I left.
Again, we're not using you. I don't think it's useless in certain situations. You know what's on here? A Skip-It.
Really?
You remember Skip-It?
Yeah.
The little ball you put on your ankle. And
they actually had one for sale at Wally World.
They still have those?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think it was branded Skip It, but...
You know the ones I'm talking about,
though. Yeah, my daughter was like, what's that? I was like, that's something that you put on your foot and you swing her all the way around and you jump and hop and skip.
Do you think it's useless?
I don't. People have
skipping
fun with
ropes?
Them. People have fun with them. No, I wish I could skip better.
You're coordinated enough to pull off the Skip It?
I can use the Skip It.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd get mine over my foot. Ah, ha, ha. Laugh it up! Useless.
Yeah. Wow, you just dumped it useless right away.
Self-stirring mugs.
What lazy cocksucker needs this? If you need a butler to fucking put it to your lips too? Stir the fucking mug!
Yeah, but like, I think this is useful. Hot chocolate, no matter how much you stir that with a spoon, it sits in the edges and you don't get it all. This, you put the water in, you turn the stirrer on, and then you pour the powder in and it mixes it as it goes in. Also, like protein powder.
You use a shaker cup!
Yeah, but I feel like this is not useless.
I feel like it is.
Like it has, and it's not like a lot of them. It has a little pill that goes in the bottom as a magnet, and it stirs it that way. And so, like cleaning it is no different than cleaning a regular mug. So I feel like it's. I feel like that's useful to me.
Yeah, useful. What do you mean? You're just dubbing it useful right away. This ain't even a conversation.
This one, I think, is fucking racist.
What do you mean?
This next one's racist, I feel like.
Why? What's
that? It's called a turby twist.
What? Did you just say a fucking turby twist? What is a turby twist?
Okay, you know when people with long hair get out of the shower, they put their hair up in the towel and they do like the twist and then they fold it back over?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are you talking about like the thing that my daughter got?
Oh, is your daughter racist? This is like a towel that does that for you. Like you put it on and it's already like that. And it's like it's a really absorbent towel and you just put it over. I feel like useful, but you could have named it anything else. But turby twist. Because I know what that fucking turby is for.
I swear to God, my daughter got one down there.
Yeah, but is it called a turby twist?
I don't know. It's like a fucking towel for her hair.
Okay, but useful.
Useful.
Anything else?
No worse than teepees.
Yikes. What? Are you talking about the piss thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, though, anything else you could have called it. Piss points. Piss. Yeah. Piss cover. Piss front. Piss catcher. Piss. A lot of stuff. Pee-pee, teepee is what they call them. But that's not as bad as turby twist. You're throwing... Like, that is a hard left to take. You know what I mean?
They probably sold a hell of a lot.
I'm putting that as double X useless, triple, because that's fucking terrible. Man, turby?
It's not that terrible.
Turby!
I've heard worse.
But come on.
It's useful.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said useful, but anything else you could have called it. Just fucking towel would have done.
Yeah, but it's not a regular towel. It's a turby twist.
Oh. It's appropriation is what it is. It's fucking terrible.
What happens if you are in that culture? Is it still racist to use it?
They wouldn't buy it. Why not? Because they'd see it and be like, that's not right. Shelf.
You don't know that?
I feel like I do. shampoo visors for babies.
No.
No what?
No, just... No, you don't need it. Just spray really quick.
Fuck your eyes.
I remember Family Guy with Stewie? Johnson's and Johnson's? Ah, Johnson's and Johnson's, you lying bastards!
I think this is useful. As long as you get the right one and it buttons, like, it's got the different HAPS points where, like, you can tighten it to any size baby's head.
Yeah.
And it keeps the fucking shampoo and shit out of their eyes and everything like that. I think that's highly useful. Because you can't tell a baby to fucking close their eyes. So.
Yeah, but you can tilt their head back.
Yeah, but some babies don't want to just do that. Some babies are going to, they're going to tilt forward
while. You're an adult! You're bigger! Fucking just.
Grab your motherfucking throat and really hard. Like, what do you mean? I feel like this is so much more gentler. So much more gentle than just put the fucking visor on and away we go with it.
Sure, but you won't use the leash. I see.
The Wonder Hanger. I think this is incredibly useful.
Huh?
It's the hanger that you can, it has two hang points, and you hang like 9 shirts on it, and then when you take the other, like one hanger point off, it flattens out and goes straight, so you have 9 shirts hung up on one hanger, but they're all straight like this.
Oh, that's cool.
So it saves a whole bunch of space.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, and like, so if you want to get at a specific shirt, you if you have more than one, you just slide everything else over, and then you take the second hanger point, lift it, and put it back up, and all 9 shirts are now easily accessible.
And then you take whichever one you need.
And then you take it back down, you put it, and they're flat again.
That'd be cool.
They got this on the useless item list. That, to me, is fucking great. Saves so much space and time.
Yeah, your OCD would be off the chart with that.
Great stuff, are they?
You'd be organizing everything.
Colors, like, and, yeah, great. Alrighty, Wi-Fi light bulbs.
I can see the point.
What is it? What are you? You're too lazy to push a switch. Turn on the light. I got it from my phone. Oh, lazy bastards, just stir the fucking mug. Lazy bastards, just get up and flip the fucking switch.
Yeah, but you put that other one on useful. So I better see a useful fucking tick. Go right there, motherfucker.
No.
If you got your whole phone, like, okay, one. You Wi-Fi light bulbs that are also cameras. For outdoors. You know you can get those, right? Where the bulb is actually...
a doorbell cam like the rest of the world.
Or maybe you don't want a doorbell, but you want just to see who's coming up to your porch for, like, for fucking porch pirates.
Then put up a fucking camera. You can get them cheap for $20. You don't have to fucking put a stupid light bulb in. And this doesn't say camera light bulbs either. It says Wi-Fi light bulbs. One that you can turn on with your phone.
Cool.
Shit.
In one person's opinion.
Normal people. Everyone wants this, like, it's a gadget. I can do it with my phone. I can do everything with my phone. I can do this with my phone. I can do it. Fucking get up and turn the switch on, you bitch. You know what that eliminates? You ever get out of the shower when you were a kid, or when you're me now, and use the towel to flick on the light, or use the towel to flick on the fan switch?
Do you actually?
Wow, yeah. You know what? Gone are the days of that if you have Wi-Fi light bulbs.
Well, plus you just gotta keep your power on all the time.
I don't
probably hated dimmer switches too, you fucking monster.
I took mine out.
Really? I love dimmer switches. I
took mine out.
Why?
Because either the light is fucking on or it's off. I don't need it to be even if you want like the good lighting where it's like dim, the fucking thing flicks if you put it down too close. Like if you really want like, yeah, mood lighting and you turn it and then it goes, yeah, you know what wrecks the mood? Epilepsy.
Not if you get good light bulbs.
Not if you get
cheap bastard.
It was regular fucking light bulbs.
Useless as fuck. Let me see that fucking pen. Go back and
you wave.
What?
Bacon wave.
Useless.
Really?
Yeah.
You, of all people, deem that useless.
Yeah.
Instead of getting a pan out, cooking a whole thing of bacon that takes forever, possibly setting off the fucking fire alarm because the smoke bacon creates with the grease.
That's only some people.
And you, instead of just doing it, you put bacon in the little fucking tray, stand it up straight, put it in the microwave, minute or two, boom, fully cooked bacon. Crispy or not crispy, however you like it.
No.
Useful.
No, you motherfucker!
No. I wrote the list, I'll do what I want. I'm the king. Soda pop top. It's like when you open
a I know what you're talking
about. You open a can and you don't want to drink the whole thing, so you get the little thing that slides on the top and you can close it again, keeps the carbonation in, keeps shit from getting in your drink.
No.
Useful. What? How is that not useful? Most people will drink the full can, but people like your wife, how many fucking times have I gone down there in the middle of the night, at the end of the night when you go to bed and I'm going around cleaning up all the shit, how many fucking half-drank cans do I find all up in that bitch that I'm pouring down the sink because they're all fucking shitty and they're all no carbonation left in them and I know no one's going to drink it again. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I poured it on the drain. You know what would say that? Pop toppers. Boom. Fridge. Just as crispy as it was today, yeah, tomorrow. Useful.
Well, I'll buy some.
You should. Useful.
Actually, I feel like they would be really useful in a vehicle.
Yeah. You're the king of not wanting to spill. Thank. Closed. Done.
That actually might be a good idea.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to go. I'm going to do whatever I fucking want. All right, fucky. Robo-stir. You know some meals that you cook, like if you're making like a reduction or if you're making like a pasta and you don't want it to burn on, you have to like constantly sit there and stir it?
Yeah, the agony.
Yeah, but if you're doing other things, like if you're cooking pasta and you're cooking the sauce and you're trying to cook something in the microwave.
We all can't be Mickey Mouse.
I have to do this every day.
I have to cook reductions?
No, I cook 3 different meals for people. So if I'm cooking a pasta sauce and I have it on a low simmer, like if I'm cooking meat with pasta and I've already cooked the meat and then I put the pasta in with it, or the sauce, just to warm it up, or if I'm making my own sauce, which I do quite often, not anymore so much, but I used to make my own sauces, like vodka sauces and shit. I used to make all kinds of sauces that had to be stirred because you don't want it to burn on. And I'm also cooking a meal for my sister, and I'm also cooking a meal for someone else that does that can't eat this or doesn't want to eat this or doesn't like it. I'm doing fucking 40 things in the kitchen at once. This thing, you just, it's got like three little spoons on the bottom. You set it in the pan, you push the button, and it just goes around the pan and stirs it up and keeps the shit rotating so it doesn't burn on as you're doing other shit. I think it's useful. Would I buy one? No, because it's expensive, and I just would rather have it burn on a bit. But yes, I think it's useful.
All right, I can see.
Yeah, thank you. This one's called Dump Meals.
I mean, useful.
It's just 5-ingredient meals, but they called the cookbook Dump Meals.
Okay.
Useless.
What do you mean, potatoes? Meat?
Yeah, but dump meals. And all the stuff we could have called the fucking cookbook Dump Meals. Sounds like they're shit. Literally.
They caught my interest right away. Of course
they did. Useless.
What? My God, you're a Nazi.
Slipper genies. It's the slippers you wear that have, like, mop. Like, it's like a mop on the bottom. So, like,
no.
You can, like, scoot across the floor and fucking mop up shit.
No.
Spills.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I
feel like that would be right up your alley, Cap, and fucking clean it up with your sock.
Yeah, I'd rather.
That's right up your fucking alley.
No, because then you just still got to fucking wash them right afterwards. No. Get a towel.
Get your hoodie. Get your sock.
Useful. At least it, no, it isn't, because you fucking, you go, you clean it up, and then you got to throw your slippies, your good slippies, in the washer, because you can't walk around with fucking soda pop. Or fucking, or fucking milk. Now, on the bottom of your slippy, so you wipe it up.
Yeah, but it's absorbent.
Yeah, I know this, but then you're still going to track milk everywhere, so you got to throw them in the fucking washer right away. And then, congrats, your feet are fucking cold.
No, it's thick. It's like really thick mop shit on the bottom. You're not going to get fucking...
It's not really thick pancakes. It's... You're fucking... No.
Yeah, but they are pretty thick. It's not like you're going to feel it on your foot.
I understand, but you're going to fucking feel it everywhere else. You fucking walk and it's gonna be like, ooh, track the milk everywhere. Sorry, I cleaned. Did you? With what? A spray gun?
I feel like it's useful. I don't know where you're going.
That's the most useless fucking thing I've ever heard of. And I don't understand why anyone would buy that.
Next one is onion holder. It looks like a hair pick. But you use it to hold the onion down. It's got, like, slots in the thing where you can cut the onion without having to hold it with your fingers. Like, it's like a little hair... Like, it looks like a hair pick. You just go in the top of it, and then you can slice the onion. Only useful when the onion is round.
Yeah.
Like, once you got her cut up, now you got to take it off, and you can't fucking stab 30 pieces with it.
No.
And it... I feel like you just cut the bottom off the onion, and then just... You have a flat base. Now it doesn't roll.
Yeah.
I feel like it's useless.
Pretty much, I cut the onion fucking tops off anyways right away.
And the other one is the socks. The last one is the sock slider. So...
Kind of like the slipper genie.
And no, I don't even know how to explain this one to you. It looks like...
Fucked.
So what the premise of it is you take a sock,
yeah.
You put the sock into the sock slider... And then you roll the top of the sock back over the edges. And then you hook, like, the back heel over this little, like, a hook they have in the back. So you can, like, basically take your foot, jam it right into the sock. And as you push your foot, it lets go of the heel and your sock goes right on your foot.
So...
I see this useful for two groups of people. The elderly... Because you could just, like, you have it on the bed, you put the sock in it, you put it on the floor. You can't bend over real good, you know, you're not stable. You put it on the floor and you just get your foot, boom, you got it right in there.
And
people that, like, they either have no arms or, like, they have...
How are they getting the socks on the thingy?
Somebody can load it up for them.
So
yeah, but this is for independence. Like, you would feel like you're doing something yourself. You're putting your own socks on. You can't say how people feel. Or, like, people that have back problems or, like, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, for the elderly, I think is a big one. And for people that, you know, if they don't have good mobility of their, arms or, like, good mobility of getting their foot to their chest. You don't think it's useful for the elderly?
For the elderly, yes. That would be the only people that should buy.
You don't? Oh, okay. So everyone else that doesn't have good mobility or doesn't have good use of their arms, they can fuck off and have cold feet. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, we know where you sit. You cunt.
Thank you.
I can't believe you. This is useful.
You just keep deeming shit useful and not useful. It ain't even a discussion. I should just take
We have a discussion. We have a discussion. If I don't like your answers, then I'll do what I want.
I do what I want.
Who writes all the episodes around here?
You.
I know. I'll do what I want. And you being hurtful towards a group of people that can't get their socks on good is hurtful, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, maybe they should try harder.
Try harder to grow your arms back. Come on. Oh, my arms don't work. Oh, good luck. Maybe tomorrow. No wonder you think it's fucking shit. I'm turning now. Good luck, everyone else. You fucking monster. That's the end of the 30 products. You whore. We hope you guys enjoyed this. We hope you to hear some feedback. Just if you guys have a real strong opinion on one of these that we said was useless or useful, please write in. Let us know.
Oh, I don't get to say. Remember, this no, is
everyone
all
else
you.
Does.
Yeah, this is all
but
you.
But they don't. They can't change the book, and neither can you. That's the best part. That's been here for history now.
I see.
And I keep all these books, so we'll know.
I see.
I have a stack of them at home. We can tell who's the winner and who's the loser on every episode. Good luck, everyone else. We hope you guys enjoyed this one. That's it for this week. If you guys want to keep up with stuff we're doing or when we post episodes when they go up or if we do a poll, the best way to do that is over on our Instagram. It's just Intertwined Minds on Instagram. We get back to everybody who DMs us there or comments. We like hearing from you guys. It's our favorite part. If you guys don't have Instagram and you still want to get a hold of us or want to know anything, you can do that too. You can just shoot us an email, intertwinedminds94@gmail.com. Again, we get back to everybody over there in the soonest possible fashion. We love interacting with you guys. So if you guys, like I said, if you have a strong opinion or you think we were wrong or we were really right on one of these, please write us in. Let us write in. Let us know. We love you. We appreciate you, everyone. Thank you for hanging out with us and allowing us to keep doing this and having a good time. I feel like you have some stuff to say, which I'm going to cut out if you do. So until next week, when we hope to see you back here, we're your hosts, Skip.
And I'm Captain. Tune in next week when you find out that I switched all Skip's light bulbs in his house with Wi-Fi ones.
Imagine if that was my plan the whole time.